Chapter 6. The Federal Bureau of Investigation already had a file on Jesus, a celebrity with extreme left-wing views, one who denounced America on live television and then set up his own alternative lifestyle community in the Texan wilderness. Come on, of course there's going to be a file. In the great bygone days of J. Edgar Hoover, this file would have consisted of several fat manila folders crammed with transcripts of wiretaps, with glossy, blurry, 10x8 black and white photographs taken with long-lensed cameras and with inky carbon copies of field agents' reports. Today, it consisted of a single digital file on the central server at the Langley Field Headquarters in Virginia, accessible to any agent anywhere in the country who had the requisite security clearance. Special Agent Melanie Bruckheimer, at her desk in the FBI's Austin field office, finishes taking the call from a Texas Ranger named Daniel Glass, taps in her security password, and brings the file up on her screen. She pops several documents open, JPEGs and Word documents, a potted biography and personal history, photographs of Jesus on the set of American Pop Star and walking down Melrose in L.A. There is a known associates file with photographs of Chris laughing by the pool at the chateau, Bob scowling from an NYPD mugshot. Then there are the aerial photographs of the Brunsville estate, taken during several flyovers during the course of the summer. It is these photographs that most interest her. She opens up an email to her friend Jerry Caldwell at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms over in Houston, and attaches one of the aerial photographs. She types, "Call me," into the body of the email, and then, into the subject box, she types the words, "Brunsville Compound." She is the first person to call it that.